WVIK Riverways, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
Urban myth or legendary truth, catfish the size of minivans. I'm Sophia Heller. Like many who grew up in the Quad Cities, I was told that catfish the size of minivans lurked in the waters of the Mississippi trying to find its next meal. While my parents probably told me this to keep me from wandering into the river's strong currents, what is the truth behind these claims? Is it an urban myth or a legendary truth? The story originated from river cities that have nearby dams, especially cities in lower Mississippi. Apparently, catfish would eat the bait fish killed by the turbines in some dams. The added nutrition and larger diet allowed the catfish to grow bigger. Although this story is fun and mystical, this story can be easily busted through logic and science. There are a couple theories as to how this originated. The first theory, the unknown theory, suggests the catfish story actually originates in Loch Ness in Scotland. Loch Ness is the largest lake in the United Kingdom at 22 miles long and 1 mile wide with a depth of 754 feet. Because Loch Ness is so vast and deep, what's to say there isn't a terrifying lizard monster in the lake? Thus, the Loch Ness monster is born from this curiosity. If large bodies of water across the pond can have dangerous monsters, why can't large bodies of water in the Americas? So, the minivan catfish could stem from the fear of the unknown. The second theory, the fish story theory, is my own theory. My theory suggests that the catfish myth stems from fish stories told by fishermen across the Mississippi, exaggerating the size of fish they caught and saw. First, the catfish starts off at around yay big. Then the second time the story is told, the catfish is a little bigger and bigger until all of a sudden the fishermen are comparing it to cars to demonstrate its size. Although their listeners may doubt the story, the catfish being described is probably lurking somewhere in the mud of the Mississippi, so there is no proof to either corroborate or falsify the fishermen's claims. Today, humankind still has not recorded a catfish the size of a minivan, but that does not mean they don't exist. The catfish could be lurking somewhere under the Centennial Bridge, waiting for its next bite. Whether an urban myth or a legendary truth, the catfish story will be passed down to another generation of Mississippians.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK, sponsored by the Singh Family Charitable Giving Fund, promoting a diverse natural ecology through education and conservation.